Hello, I'm Adrian. Here we are at the edge of the South Terrace, which was all about display and wealth. It was originally a place to promenade, to see and be seen, to view the garden, which was then the height of fashion, and take in the surrounding countryside. Here was the 17th century's wow factor. On your right, you will see that our borders are planted in the style of that time, with a wide seasonal interest and inspired by the exotic plants which we know were displayed in the gardens of the wealthy. Do look through the yew hedge to see the claveroy from this direction. You can imagine the hundreds of pots of tender plants that would have adorned this terrace and other parts of the garden, set out on the gravel to show off their flowering and fruit. These were overwintered in the orangery, which you will see shortly. The eight rectangles of grass and meadow were known as the plats. In the 17th century, short, formal lawns were a status symbol, showing you had enough wealth to employ a team of gardeners to hand-scythe them while not needing your house-accessible space for productive crops. The garden team reimagined the planting in the plats with nature in mind in 2019. Looking to give present-day visitors the sense of status and beauty a 17th century guest might have felt. Now every alternate plat is transformed with successional flowering in the spring. 500,000 bulbs were planted in autumn 2018 to achieve this. The other four lawns were converted to wildflower meadows, full of colour, plant diversity and wildlife. The central scroll shapes in these plats are based on a returning motif on furniture in the house. Looking out across the plats, you'll see a wooded area with two white statues. This is the wilderness, a popular and fashionable feature of gardens in the 17th century, and your next stop. As you walk towards the wilderness, consider that the gravel underfoot was an expensive material. The Duke of Lauderdale was able to use his influence and obtained a licence from King Charles II to remove 1,000 loads of gravel from Richmond Park for use at Ham. We do not have such arrangements today. Make your way to the middle of the South Terrace, down the set of steps and along the central gravel path towards the statues framing the entrance, and stop for the wilderness.